It's Kimberly, and I'm talking to Jane and Liz from Transition New Mills. And can you tell me about the plastics project?
Good morning, this is Liz speaking. I've always been somebody who's been keen to recycle, and I've always thought that was enough. I'm not quite sure what it was exactly that got me to think differently about this, whether it was an article I read or a programme I saw, but I've suddenly realised what a huge problem plastic is around the world, particularly single-use plastic. And the statistics on this now are actually really, truly terrifying and irrefutable, I think. Plastic is getting into our food, it's in our water. There are 8 million tonnes of plastic waste going into the ocean every year, and once it's in there, it stays in there. Plastic never disappears. So I think it's time that we really started thinking about reducing our dependence on single-use plastic. There are so many ways we can work towards this. It might be a little bit difficult, but it's certainly not impossible. I'm very keen to see New Mills take a lead in this locally and become a much cleaner, plastic-less town.
And what sort of things are you going to be doing to reduce the use of plastic bottles?
OK, well, the first thing that we've got started is the refills project, which is not our idea. It's part of an idea that came out of Bristol, and they started putting stickers in their cafe windows to say you can refill your bottle here, you don't have to buy anything. And a survey that they did of consumers locally, and also a survey that New Mills Transition have done, indicates that people don't actually have the confidence to go into a cafe or a pub and just ask for water. They feel cheeky doing it, but
yeah,
if the shop itself is saying, yeah, it's okay, please come in, fill your water bottle, go on your way, that's another matter. So we do think that putting stickers in the windows of local cafes and pubs, maybe the odd shop, means that people can carry a reusable water bottle around with them and have the confidence that they are going to be able to top it up if they need to. And I think we're thinking particularly about walkers, cyclists. That could be local people, it could be people coming into the area. So what we'd really like is for the refill scheme to spread out beyond New Mills, so that people would know that the High Peak is a reusable, water bottle-friendly area to be, and that you can find clean water wherever you go. So that's a bit ambitious, but we're hoping that will spread out beyond New Mills.
Are there any local businesses who have already signed up for this, for the refill scheme?
Okay, so the five businesses that signed up are Pulse Cafe, the Clockhouse Cafe, and Joya Mia Cafes. So that's four that are right in the middle of New Mills who are going to have our stickers and be on the app. And the other one is Set Valley Cycles, which will be a really good place because a lot of local active people and visiting people get into there. So they're very happy to be on the list as well.
I think the next thing, really, which might be slightly more difficult, is to engage our young people. I am fairly convinced that engaging our young people is the key to this being successful. So I want to find a way to connect with them and to educate them and to get them to rethink the way they are living their lives.
And there's going to be a public launch, isn't there? Can you tell me when and where this is taking place?
Right, yes, we're going to be up in New Mills Town Centre on Saturday, that's the 14th, from about 10 till 12. We'll have a stall up there with lots of ideas. We've got some metal drinking bottles. We've got veggie bags, samples of non-plastic things. So we've got like an example of a non-plastic toothbrush. It's made of bamboo, and information about where you can get all these things if you wanted to move from plastic to non-plastic.